Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fight, time after time. Born of His Spirit and washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Welcome, Global Family. This is Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, host and founder of the Maximize You with the Angel podcast. We are indeed blessed and joyful as we command our day. We pray you will be empowered by today's teaching as we unpack biblical truths for personal growth and development. Our desire is to empower and motivate you to walk in victory and run to your destiny as you endeavor to live a balanced, focused, and disciplined life. Let's continue to celebrate our victories, own and learn from our challenges as we embrace the season we are in. I invite you now to open your hearts to receive a supernatural deposit, which will produce a bountiful harvest. It's your time. It's your season. We encourage you to trust Him. Trust our Father this week. Trust Him today. Trust Him in this season. Continue to talk to Him about your concerns and believe to receive a supernatural harvest manifested in your lives, knowing that God's word is incorruptible seed. So today we want to intentionally take time to plant the seed of the word in our recreated spirits, and let's remain in expectancy and to trust our Father. Father, we say thank you today for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for their precious partners who are joining us today globally. We pray according to Psalms 91. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So be it. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. This is Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, host and founder of the Maximize You with the Angel podcast. And we are welcoming our global faith partners today. Believers, I want to turn your attention today, just very briefly, to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, the God who sees today. We want to minister from the theme of the topic today, the God who sees, the God who sees. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thee hence, every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was failing a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Can you imagine? The man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore, he said, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warned against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, behold, that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we go? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us, don't miss this, believers, the God that sees. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of who? According to the word of Elijah, according to the word of the prophet. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me. I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass when they were coming into Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. The king of Israel said unto Elijah, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them, Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water for them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared one of our key verses here. I'm at verse 23. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Regardless of where we are today, regardless of our challenges, our Father will allow us to see through the spirit life of the word, the precious power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the prayers that the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians, we refer to that as the Ephesians prayer. He says to open their eyes, the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened that we may see. Want to focus on the God that sees today, that there are more with you than you see today with your natural eyes to help you in your time of need, to show you what to do, to show you when to do it, to show you the where, to answer the why today, answering where and why, and confirming the God-given purpose that our Father has given you. Today, has something fallen in your life today? Now, earlier on in this particular scripture here, and we're in 2 Kings chapter 6, right at the beginning of this particular chapter, verse 5, remember he says, but as one was failing a beam, the axe head fell into the water. Has something fallen in your life? Something disappeared. You can't seem to find it. You were holding on to a vision. Life happened to you. Let's look at that today. As the axe head, that axe head that fell in the water, he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? Today, you want to go back and talk to the Lord to ask him to open the eyes, open my eyes that I may see. And he showed him the place. He cut down a stick. And you want to know here that this was supernatural provision that God allowed the axe head to swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and he took it. And so if you need help today, if you need help, anybody need help, you need the arm of God in your life. You're depending on the Father today to provide provision in your life. You want to ask him, say, Father, open my eyes that I may see. Open my eyes, my spiritual eyes that I may see. We want to be encouraged today to continue to pray, to continue to say what the word says about us. And I'm often instructed to go back, often led to go back to the names of God, and to begin to pray, to focus and meditate on who he is in my life. I want to encourage you to do the same. Now, Elohim, he's the strong creator God. So we want to talk to Elohim. You want to go back and think about who he was. Now, in the beginning. And so in the beginning, Elohim created. He's a creative God. And as we are recreated in Christ, we have his DNA. So we are creative beings today, spirit, soul, and body. He created the heavens and the earth. I want to ask you, what are you creating with your words today that you can form your world? Your world may be formless and void, but you can form what it is that you want with your words. Here in Genesis chapter 1, it says the earth was formless and void. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Elohim, was moving over the surface of the waters. Now, I want you to begin to declare the word in faith this week, knowing that he's your strong tower. He's your creator God today. And he's giving you the ability to create out of nothing, to create where you don't see anything, to allow you to see what you've lost in your lives today, because he's the God that sees. Now I'm also reminded today of Jehovah, Jehovah God, meaning he's my Lord, he's your Lord, he's my master. He's a very relational God. Yes, this is according to Genesis chapter 2. Now, and being a creative God, a relational God, a God that I can talk to, a God that I can trust today, I can rest in the word today, knowing that he's the master of it all. Come on, somebody need to say that. He's the master of it all, the master of all my circumstances, the master of all my challenges, the master over all my goals that I've written. He's the master of it all. And so I cast my cares over to him today. You want to do that. Deuteronomy chapter 3 says, O Lord God Adonai, you have begun to show your servant your greatness, your strong hand. He's my strong hand today. He's the arm of God and the strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? So you're depending on Adonai today. Yes, you're depending on Elohim today. Believers, we are depending on Jehovah God today to come through. He's a God that sees. He's a God that knows. He's an omniscient God, an omnipotent God, same God, everywhere at the same time. He can reach me and reach you simultaneously. He's a God of the house of God, El Bethel. Yes, he is. He built an altar. The word says in Genesis chapter 35, there was an altar built there. He called the place El Bethel because there God had revealed himself. Make your home. Yes, you may have a place in your home, a specific place. You want to make that a place for that God dwells there. Not only that he dwells in my recreated spirit, but I have a place for him in my physical house. Is that you today? Because there God reveals himself, meaning he reveals himself when we go to him in prayer. He reveals himself when we begin to meditate the word of God. Give him praise and glory right there. He's a God of mercy today. Elohim chasti. Yes, my God Elohim, in his loving kindness, he will meet me. Believers, he's meeting us right now. He will meet you where you need him. He will meet you where you are today. Yes, that's why he's the God of grace today. Shalom. He's the God of grace and peace today, that he meets us where we are. Give him praise and glory now for the word. Give him praise and glory for the word. He's the Most High God. He's the Most High God. We're reminded in Daniel chapter 3, believers, that Nebuchadnezzar was approaching the opening of the blazing furnace. Somebody is there right now. You're approaching the opening of the blazing furnace in this season. Somebody is already in the blazing furnace. And this word reminds us today and encourages us. It says, Nebuchadnezzar, he approached the opening of the blazing furnace and he shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. Come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. Somebody is being released now out of the fire. Give him praise and glory. Hold on to the word. Hold on to your confessions of faith today. Want to leave you with some encouraging scriptures to remind you that your Father sees. Jehovah Rohi, our Father, he sees in challenging times. That's Psalms 46. God is, believers, he's our refuge. Say that now. So my Father is my refuge and strength. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. He's my Father. He is my Father. And though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, I trust him. I trust in God. I have confidence in my Father, that I know that he's in the midst of it with me. This word says that God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Standing right now, yes, that maybe you're in that furnace and it's blazing. You want to declare that God is with me. He's in the midst of this situation with me right now, and I shall not be moved. God is helping me right now. That's Jehovah God, my Father, Jehovah Rohi. He helps me now. And that right early, he comes to my aid at just the time that I need him. He's right here, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And because of his strength, believers, will I wait upon him. I will wait upon him because he is my defense. He is my defense. And guess what? All I have to do is to fight the good fight of faith as I rest in him today. He is the rock of my strength. He is my refuge. I trust in him today. For the Lord God is a sun. You want to believe that? He's a sun and a shield. The Lord gives us grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's you. That's you today. You want to declare it, lift your hands in his pray and his presence, believers, and praise him. Say, for the Lord God is a sun and shield for me, and the Lord gives grace and glory. Joy rising. No good thing, Dad, do you withhold from us today as we walk uprightly. Give him praise and glory now for these encouraging words of faith. Say, Father, I thank you that you are my keeper. You are the shade. You're my shade upon thy right hand today. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. In the midst of my challenge today, Father, I call on you now, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Thank you, Father. I thank you that the life of 1 Peter 2:24 flows through my body now, cleansing my body of all sickness and disease. I trust you. I have confidence in your word. You are my strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So I'm safe today, Father. I thank you now for your word. I thank you for the word. I thank you that you are my portion. Talk to Dad about it today. Say, saith my soul, therefore I will hope in you, Father. The Lord is good unto them that will wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. This is Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 24. Want to encourage you, be strong. Be strong and of a good courage, believers. Fear not, nor be afraid. For the Lord thy God, he sees. For the Lord thy God, it is he that goes with you today. You will not fail. You are not forsaken. It is the Lord who goes before you. Say that, say, it is my Father who goes before me today. He is with me. He will not leave me or forsake me. I will not fear. I will not be dismayed. For the Lord your God, it is he that goeth with you. He fights for you. He fights for me. To fight for you against your enemies. To save you. To show you where it is. Where did it fall? Where did it fall? To provide for us supernatural provision. That caused that axe head to swim. Where is it? Father, you're the God that sees. You're our God. You're fighting for us today. Yes, Father, we thank you. You fight against those that fight against us. You fight against our enemies. Father, we thank you. So we say boldly today that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You are my helper. I will not fear. Trust in believers. Trust in the Lord. As we close today, with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, but acknowledge what the word says, and he shall direct your path. God met. Yes, the woman of God in Genesis chapter 16, when he met her in her distress, she said, you are the God who sees. Meet him today. Meet him. Meet him in your moments of meditation, in your moments of prayer, your moments of desperation today, your moments of despondency. Meet him and say, Father, you're my God. You're the God who sees. And when we come to him like that, believers. He will allow us to see him, to see him through the eyes of the word. He will allow us to experience his glory. I close with Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Many blessings for a prosperous week. Go out today and this week and continue to maximize your believer's walk in the word, knowing that my Father sees. He sees my situation. He sees me today as I'm naked before him. He sees my thoughts today. This is good news. This is good news. Continue to celebrate your victories. Own and learn from your challenges. Say, I won't be there again. You found me, Father. You've allowed me to see what it is that I need to correct, what it is that I need to do differently. So I embrace this new season. And I thank you for being the God. Yes, Father, that provides for the vision. You're my provision for the vision. Thank you, Father, for being the God that sees. I thank you for, go ahead and thank him now, for the supernatural deposit from the word that I have received today. So I walk by faith, not by sight. Many blessings, believers, for a prosperous week. This has been Dr. Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, host and founder of the Maximize You with the Angel podcast.